In the Marocha Shlishis of Ali Shor, we already did the first two-thirds of it, which is the Chelek of Das Atzmeinu, of a person figuring himself out. Chelek of Das Ksoiz Derochov, of a person being misakin himself. We're getting now to the third part, which is Das Torah. For those of you who are new, you'll hear the end of the story first. And they work it backwards, it's Seder. Anyway, it's a 10 to 20 year process to be misakin midas properly and absorb the inyanim we're talking about here. Order is not that important. So for those of you who are joining us now, you're coming at the last part of it, which is the chelik that after a person was misakin his midas, he's ready for das Torah. What's das Torah mean? The word das means to connect. Das means I connect. Das means I connect to the ideas that I have. Das Torah means that my Das is a Das of Torah, meaning that the Torah has penetrated to my Das, to the place of Befoil. Das is the connection of Chochma Bina Das. I connect it, Lamaisa, to myself, to my life. Das Torah is when the Torah becomes your reality. So Bechlal, the first two parts of the Schelek Shlishi dealt with a person who has bad midas, a person who's out of control. Bechlal, there's no makom for the Torah Bechlal to penetrate and become part of a person. We said the first week in Elul, Dali Shor quoted a Rashi in Shabbos that the goal is to limoid mitoich simcha. Simcha meaning not just a mood. Started all the way back at the beginning of Shara Shlishi, we quoted a Rashi in Shabbos Tassamo Gimel. Smach betalmudcha, lemoid misimcha mitoiv leiv. The goal is to get to a matzav of learning Torah mitoiv simcha. Why is that the goal? Because learning Torah mitoiv simcha means not a mood inyan. Learning Torah mitoiv simcha the Maral speaks out, means shleimus, means harmony. Learning Torah mitoiv simcha means that all the parts of ourselves, whether it's the Gashmi's Chalakim, the physical Chalakim, the emotional Chalakim, the Midas have come together in a place which are able to work in harmony to absorb the Torah. That's what it means, learning Torah Mitzvah Simcha. Learning Torah Mitzvah Simcha is a simen that a person has gotten to a place where all the parts of him are plus minus working together in some sort of shleimus, in some sort of harmony, together with the Torah to bring the Torah inside of them. And we said the first week in Elul, in Birchas HaTorah we say V'hariv no Hashem Elokeinu. V'hariv means pleasant, sweet. But the shemesh of the word V'hariv comes from the word taruvus, to mix. To refers in the Torah, we find in the Torah HaKadosha, what's the opposite of sweet? Tigal nafshi eschem, disgusting. Magil, like the Israelis say. So Rashi over there in Bechu Kaisai, the Sigal Nafshi Eskos of a Lashon of Hagolah, to spit out. When you do Hagolah on a Kli, you're spitting out the Trefa Zachar inside. When something blends with us, when something becomes part of us, when something merges with us, when something mixes with us, when something penetrates into us, it's sweet. It's not a foreign body. So Vahariv, the sweetness of Torah, depends on the Orev, on the Taruvus of Torah. La fuke, when it's magil, when it's sigal nafshi eschem, it's disgusting, then it's a foreign body, it's hagolah. That's what Mefurash Rashi. Rashi says that hagolah, to spit out, to vomit out, to get rid of, is the lashon of sigal, because it's disgusting, because it's a foreign body. That's when a person is nauseous, when a person has something in their stomach, it doesn't belong there. It's not at home. So the goal of Torah is to get to Vahariv, and that's why, by the way, the Parshim Shat, why out of all the Berachas HaMitzvahs we talk in Torah about being sweet, is because the purpose of Torah, the sweetness of Torah, is a simen that it penetrated to a person. The sweetness of Torah is a simen that it became part of the person, that it mixed with a person, it fused with a person, it was misariv with the person, it kriechta rein to the person. And since that's the matara of Torah, to get to das Torah, that a person's entire being, Remachev Rosh Hashanah, should be infused with Torah, v'atim tiyuli mamlechas kehanev, v'kei kodesh, is the matara of Matan Torah. The simin l'dover is if it's sweet. And when a person says he doesn't have a gishmak in learning, is because he has a million other ma'akvim that are pressing reject to Torah, whether it's bid midis, or it's kin, or it's taiva, or it's covered. I was asked a question by a group of mechanchim last week, 50 ramim from various mesiftas in Lakewood area. Bachim don't have, there are bachim don't have a gishmak in learning. There is such a thing, okay? I'm making me like an old man, like the old gedolim say, it's hard to believe. Yeah, but there are bachim say such a thing. What's the problem? Why do you have a gishmak in learning? And there's all types of answers, professional answers, non-professional answers, cliches, the rabbim hein, the EF shel lefartam, because you've all heard them. The reason why people don't have a gishmak in learning is because it's not orev, it doesn't mix with them, it doesn't blend with them, it doesn't kicharayim, it's foreign, hostile territory. And when something doesn't blend with you, when it's not teruvus, it's not sweet, it's not orev, it's sigal nafshi eschem, it's you press reject. The person has to ask themselves, if it's not gishmak, so then why not? Because it's not merging with me, it's not blending with me. That means I don't have a landing pad, I don't have a makom to be koine shvisa, it's not chal on me to learn. It doesn't land. So what happens when they land? You're nauseous. What do you do in the end? You throw up. It's a foreign body. The person has something stuck in his stomach. It's not orif, because it's not taruvis. The chelik of Das Torah talks about how do we get Torah into our lives befoil? We'll start off with the first famous riddle. Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Mavav and Amud Reish over here and Das Torah over here. I got Stam since I didn't hear that many pages turning, so I'd advise you Stam, it's kedai to own an Alei Shor. If you're embarrassed and you think it's Harry-ish and you think it's more than enough that you turn up to Alei Shor once a week, you don't have to, but you can wrap it up in like one of these things. Like, put a thing wrapping around it around, nobody should know. But a bachur should own an Alei Shor Chelek Aleph Chelek Beis and secretly learn it. Okay? You can't, I mean, I'll tell you to do it. I mean, Musa said it once a week, but nobody goes to Musa said it, which is a different Aveira, we'll talk about a different time. But I'll upon him, even though they're here at Kotmul Torah, but that's only for out of towners. But for us, given the in towners, you should get an Alei Shor and own it, and you can even turn up with it once in a while, learn it inside here. A very tifa gemara. Let's analyze this. Midas bosa v'dam in the physical world, kli reik machzik. You have an empty kli, it holds. Mole, you fill up the bucket. Ain't a machzik, it doesn't. Al midas hakadosh baruch hu, midas hakadosh baruch hu, mole machzik. If it's full, then it holds. Reik on, if it's empty, ain't a machzik. You can't hold. Mori de gemaisa. If you'll hear, you'll hear more. And if you don't hear, you don't hear. This Gemara is a shocking Gemara. This Gemara presents for us the Ikar riddle of a Ben Torah and our relationship to Ruchni is Bechlal and to Torah Befat, Ve'azbir Esvari. In the Gashmistic world, Kli Reik Machzik. If it's empty, you can put something in it. Kli Mali, if you fill it up, there's no room, you can't put it in. In Ruchnius, it's just the opposite. Kli Reik, it's not Machzik, you can't put anything in. Kli Moli Machzik. First, I want to explain a few things. This Gemara operates on two levels. There's other levels behind it, which I'll tell you also. First of all, in the Gashmistic world, we'll talk about pleasure, for example, and then we'll move over to Torah. The only thing that gives pleasure in the Gashmistic world is when you have a need. When you have a need for something, a desire, and you fill it, you have pleasure. You have a guy who says one slice of pizza, two slices of pizza, three slices of pizza, 16 slices of pizza. Okay? And then he has a couple of french fries, ice cream. He has a fine name in Gashmias. So that guy, at some point, he gets to what they call a bucket is full. And then he can't look at it anymore. The guy says, you say to the guy, wait a minute, you were saying it's moiridik, it's nifledik, and you can't look at it anymore. What happened? Kli moli, and amachs, kli reik. That means, says Rabbi Yochum, the pleasure that you get isn't intrinsic, it's not bad thing. Now, what is the pleasure? Comes from filling the need. I had a hole, and I filled it. It's cold man, I was filling the need, I got a pleasure. The Aruch HaKadosh says it's a pasuk. Vayar menucha ki toiv by Yisachar parshas vayichi. Vesa oretz ki na'ema. Says Aruch HaKadosh, oretz, which is artsy, is gashmis, is na'ema, it's pleasant. It's geshmak. Na'ema means geshmak. But it's not intrinsically toiv. The raya is, says Aruch HaKadosh, that the minute you fill it up, it's not, I mean, something which is toiv be'etzem is toiv. Artsy is, which is oretz, is na'ema, it's geshmak. But it's a geshmak which only calls mind, it comes from filling the kli reik. So in the physical world, something only has value when it's coming to fill a hole. The same zach which a minute ago gave you unbelievable pleasure, a minute later you can't look at. Because kli reik machzik, kli mole ena machzik. The tiefkeit behind that, says Rabbi Yochum, is a big tiefkeit, is that all the ra in the world comes from heder. Ra is not a positive thing. Ra is from the lack of the shechina, which I'm not getting into. The whole metzias of ra is a kli reik. The whole metzias of ra is a kli reik. So the ra creates a kli reik, which you try to fill. When you fill it up, there's nothing there intrinsically good about it. That's aleph. In ruchnius, it's all the way around. Kli reik matzik. If you're empty, ain't a matzik. You can't put anything into it. Kli moly matzik. It's like this. That we say that in Gashmias, that when it's full, you can't put anything into it. We just explained why. Because the zach's not been etzem toiv, it's not ema. The whole gishmak comes from filling the need. The minute the need is filled, the zach, which a minute ago was a gishmak, right now is nauseating. Oh, but what's the other half of the sentence? In Ruchnias, it's pumfaker, kli reik ena matzik. Why not? Because Ruchnias can't land on a kli reik. Kli moly matzik. So there's two yesaitis over here. One is that Gashmias is extremely limited. It only fills the chashivas calls man. It's coming to fill an emptiness, a vacuum. If the vacuum's filled, it's garnished with garnished. That's pretty pathetic. Ruchnias is all the way around. If you're empty of Ruchnias, you can't put Ruchnias in. If you're full of Ruchnias, in Tishma, Yushamaya Tishma, you'll hear more. Now, here begins the riddle. In fact, everybody, this is one of the famous riddles on Avodas Hashem. If in Ruchni is kli reik ena matzik, so how do I start? V'yeh benon. Emptiness breeds emptiness. So you have an empty bucket of Ruchnias. Kli reik ena matzik. Kli moly mach. How do I become a kli moly? I'm a kli reik. Is this two terutza which we're going to talk about the coming weeks. The first one is a big yisoid, and it's kilei noa kilei yah that we're talking about at Erev Matan Torah, which we are already, believe it or not. We say in davening, Kachenu v'mitzvei secha, I'm going to share with you now one of the most important yesaitis in Yiddishkeit and Avodas Hashem, which is not spoken about enough, unfortunately. He hints at it over here on Amud Reish Aleph. I'm going to explain it Berachava. The Pasuk says, Kiner mitzvah v'toyrah, or Pasuk in Mishle. Mitzvahs are called a ner. Torah is called or. Explains the Maral in many places the following. Listen carefully. A ner means the kli, the utensil, the lamp. Mitzvahs are called the ner, the kli. Torah is or, bir hadvar. Explains the Maral as follows. The Torah is or, the Torah is light, the Torah is kulei ruchnius, kulei sichli, what the Maral calls in thousands of places, sichl nivdal. The or is Eivish himself. Torah. The Torah HaKadosha has to have a kli to put the light. You have to have a wick. You have to have a kli. You have to have shemen. That's the ner. That's mitzvahs. The relationship between mitzvahs and Torah is the relationship between the kli, kiner mitzvah, the mitzvahs are neros, the Torah are. I'm going to give a few explanations of what this means and then we'll be marchiv. The Gemara says in Saita that if a person does a mitzvah, it protects you, be'idna, only when you do the mitzvah from the Eitz Hara. Shalai be'idna, it doesn't protect you. Torah protects you, shai be'idna, shai shalai be'idna. Why is that, by the way? Explains the Maral of Moridi Kazach. Mitzvahs operate on the guf. The mitzvahs are a kli, the mitzvahs are physical. They're the ner, they're the lamp. Mitzvahs operate on the guf. By the guf, on the guf. The relationship between mitzvahs and Torah is that the mitzvahs prepare the guf, raise up the guf, amikadish the guf, sanctify the guf, that the guf could be a kli kibble for Torah. Torah is our. Torah! Malachim said, Chem de Genuza, Tov Tov Kuf, Ale Dal Dairis, the Gemara on Shabbos, why are you giving it to Moses? Taira, the Abishter. Stakum by Reis of Bar Alma, before the Bria. How taka do you take Torah, which is pro ruchis, and stick it to a boss of a dom? This is where mitzvahs come in. Mitzvahs ka chain of a mitzvah sacham. They're saying chalkeinu b'soyra sacham. The ka chain, the mitzvahs sanctify us. The mitzvahs take the guf, which is megushim, and raise it up to a level that the Torah could be chal on it, could stick to it. Mitzvahs are the bridge between Torah kedusha and a person's body. The Meila says the Maral that when you do mitzvahs, mitzvahs operate on the guf. Mitzvahs are physical actions which operate on the guf by the guf. The Meila, they only have a hashpah in the why you do the mitzvah. Why? Because everything in the physical world is governed by time. The uptight of something megushim, gashmius, is that it's under the shlita of zman. Everything in the physical world dies, fades, gets tired, disintegrates. Because it's under the shlita of zman as time goes on. So mitzvahs which operate on the guf, for the guf, are under the shlita of time. Be'edna. You do a mitzvah, it protects you. Why you do a mitzvah? Torah protects a person above time. Why? Because Torah is our, Torah is physical, is spiritual. And something which is ruchnius is above time, it's not under the shlita of time. So a person learns, you have the skula of above time. Be'edna shalai be'edna. I'm not limited, there's no expiration date, there's no shelf life. Says the Maral in the Sifha Torah. That's b'tnai that you don't learn on a schedule. That means a guy is boxed in. He only learns on schedule. He never adds on another 15 minutes. His Torah is under the shlita of time. Says the Maral, that Torah is a mitzvah dikka Torah. It won't protect you be'edna shalei be'edna. Hear a tifkeit? In order to be zeichet to the segula of Torah that it protects a person that it's even shalei be'edna, you have to learn Torah in a way that's taka above time. Right, guys, sitting second say in the middle of a tesis. And he sees, he looks at the clock. Middle of a sentence, like a therapist, he cuts off the middle. The hour's over. There's, I'll see you tomorrow. The guy's just about to say, what's the garage? No, second say there. After Friday, we'll do it. Friday. Just came to have yourself to see the sights. So it's still though. But the Shabbos after, until Shabbos is out, until we go out Malka. So he ends all shudders. So he starts with Malka. It's already breakfast time for Sunday. We'll see you Sunday morning. The guy learned. He came to Seder. Under the shlita of time, it's weird. It only protects your wife under the guard. That means your learning is shaking of a luluf. The learning is a bechin of kachen and mitzvah secho. So the Hilgo Maral, if you want to be zeichet to that, the Torah is or it's not governed by the shlita of time, you have to learn in a way that doesn't mean you have to stay up all night. But you're not, you're above time. You're not under the shlita of time. You can give another half an hour, even though it wasn't part of the schedule. That's the yisoid of the idna shalei bin. That's the relationship between Torah and mitzvahs. There's a Mori de Kapachet Yitzchak. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu in the end of Parsha Zayis HaBracha, what was the hesped that the Torah HaKadosh gave out Moshe Rabbeinu? Lenos lechoi. He didn't have any wrinkles. Lekos enav. He didn't wear glasses. It's a strange hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, you're an old man, you have a great uncle that passed away at 99. It wasn't the Rashk Bahag, not Tafyemi, not a Raisa. So what do you say about him? He was mamish, fresh like a daisy till the end. He played golf till the last day. He didn't have any wrinkles. He didn't wear glasses. He walked without a cane. That's a hespit from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, Lenos Lechol, I caused the Enov. He was mamish. Yunga hate. He held on to his fish kite. It's like the Pachet Yitzchok. The spitz hesped that can be said about Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was so dovuk in Torah, he was above time. Zichu Torah as Moshe Avdi. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah alein. Is he didn't age. His guf didn't age. Heard the Maisa? His guf didn't age. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Shalei Be'idna. Moshe Rabbeinu was above time. That's the hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew he was on the... No, Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah. You know how we know he was Torah? He was above time. Leidos lechol lekos einov. He had the geshmak and the bren. When people burn out, it's hard to speak in the first week of the Zman about burnout. When Mekoshi the Eilam arrived, but you should know that you can't talk about burnout after you burned out because the guys who burn out don't come Thursday nights. People burnout, by the way, is the guf took over from the neshama. That's what it means by it. What's my burnout? Torah never burns out. It's Torah R. It's shalei be'idna, it's above time. Burnout comes because the guf expires. When a person feels heavy, it means that he's not Moshe Rabbeinu that he knew, hopefully, beforehand. But he's not Moshe Rabbeinu. It means the balance between the ner mitzvah and the Torah or is off. So the answer to the, we're going to expand on this greatly next week, but the haschala of the answer to the riddle, says the Ali Shor, of if a kli reik, if you're devoid of ruchnias, how do you bring Torah into your life? The answer to that is mitzvahs. Kachein of a mitzvah secha. B'sein chalkein of b'sayra secha. Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs breaks the vicious cycle of kli reik ein amatzik. By the way, we're talking about kli mole machzik. We're talking about holding on to Torah. Many times, I talk to Bachru, Bachru learns, he's not machzik, he doesn't remember anything. Like a leaking bucket, the hole in the bottom, everything goes in and goes out. Bachru says, why not? Maybe he has memory problems, early Alzheimer's, can't just listen, forgetfulness, who knows? There is no known genetic disease that strike young men of Ashkenazi descent from 18 to 25 that they forget everything they do all day. I mean, they haven't found it yet. I didn't hear from Bonnie Erdlund that it's in their panel of genetic testing. The reason why we forget what we learn is because kli reik ain't a matzah, because we don't get up in time for Kriya Shema. We're not makbid on mitzvahs enough. I'll say it in a positive way. It's only the first week. I don't want to scare the Erdlund off. The more we're kachein of a mitzvah secha, the ability to absorb Torah, the ability to kli mole matzik, vaharivna, gishmak in learning, comes from learning penetrating to us, becoming part of us. In order for it to become part of us, you have to have a kli that holds on to ruchnius. For that, you have to have a ner mitzvah. The mitzvah is the kli which holds on to the Torah. I'm sorry. It's very, very painful. The reason why we don't have machzik means holding on, machzik also means steady. Machzik, steady, it's constant, it's stable, is because there's no kli. So it's a be'id nedikazach, it's a passing event. And the more a person is kachena b'mitzvah secha, the more a person prepares his guf to be a kli for Torah, you become a kli mole is machzik. That's the first answer that Ali Shor answers to break this riddle, of the shocking riddle that if a kli mole machzik, kli reik ein machzik, how do I become a kli mole if I'm empty? The answer is mitzvahs. And as a person increases his devotion, his dedication to diktuk ba'alocha, to asiyas mitzvahs, and we're going to see in the coming weeks, how do you do a mitzvah? What type of kavana? What type of machshava? What type of brand? What type of hachana? What type of kavana? The more this kachenu, the more the mitzvah becomes part of you, the more you have a ner mitzvah, that's more the Torah. It's a very simple equation. You can try it, by the way. You can try it. It's a Mefurash Pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech said, that's the equation. And that's the answer to kli mole mazik, kli reik ain't a mazik. If you're a kli reik, and you don't have mitzvahs, and you don't have the kachenu mitzvah secha, so it's not mazik, it doesn't last, because it's a bechin of be'idna while you're doing it, so you're learning a shaking a lulav. But it doesn't last. It doesn't have what to be chalom. It's not koin mishvisa. That's the first Tanai Koidim Lamaisa. The first Tanai Koidim Lamaisa for Kabbalah Satera and for Vaharivna. I don't want to sound un-yeshivish in any way, Chas V'Shalom, because I've dedicated the last 50 years to learning Baruch Beres. When I took my Hanukkah gelt and bought myself a Birkei Shmuel 50 years ago when I was a little boy. But I just want to remind the Olam that at Matan Torah on Shavuos and Har Sinai, besides Torah, they also gave mitzvahs. But we'll talk about that one of the weeks.